She had no idea what a wicked animal he was, however. So she was not at all frightened of him. "Good morning, Red Riding Hood," he said. "Good morning, Wolf," she answered politely.
"Where are you off to so early in the day, my dear?" he asked.
"I'm going to Grandmother's. She is sick in bed, you know."
"Is that so?" he murmured. "And what have you got in your basket?"
"A loaf of bread, some sweet butter, and a bottle of wine. Mama and I baked yesterday, so I'm taking a loaf to Grandmother. It will do her a world of good."
"Now, isn't that nice? And where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"Oh, it's a good 15 minutes farther into the wood. Her house is the one by those three big oak trees, right next to the blackberry hedge. And there's a stream running by her garden. Surely you know the place," said Little Red Riding Hood.
The wolf thought to himself,
"Aha! This tender little creature will be a plump morsel. A good dessert after the old woman. I must be clever about this, so that I can make a good meal out of the two of them."
He walked along with Little Red Riding Hood for a while, making polite conversation. Then he said,
"Just look at those beautiful wildflowers, Red Riding Hood. They are a sight even for my tired old eyes. For goodness sake, why don't you relax a bit? Look at the world and see how lovely it is." "Why, I don't believe you even hear the birds sing, or enjoy the sunshine. You are just as solemn and well-behaved as if you were going to school. Everything else is so gay and happy out here in the forest."
Then Little Red Riding Hood looked away from the path. And when she saw the sunlight dancing through the trees and the wildflowers and butterflies scattered throughout the ferns, she thought, "I'm sure that Grandmother would feel happier if I took her a bunch of flowers. They are a sight for tired old eyes, I know. And it is still quite early in the day. I'll have plenty of time to pick them." So she excused herself, said goodbye to the